This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. At a court-martial in Camp Pendleton, California yesterday, a Navy medic gave a dramatic firsthand account of the death of an Iraqi civilian back in April in the town of Hamdaniya. Petty Officer 3rd Class Melson Bakos, along with 7 Marines, had been charged with murder in the case. In exchange for his testimony, Mr. Bakos agreed to plead guilty to lesser charges of conspiracy and kidnapping. NPR's John McChesney reports.
The slight, soft-spoken Bakos told Judge Stephen Folsom a chilling tale of cold-blooded, premeditated murder during his court-martial. Bakos said the 8 men were out on a night ambush patrol, and near dawn, they huddled and planned the death of a known insurgent who had been detained 3 times and released each time. Bakos said this had angered his squad leader, Sergeant Lawrence Hutchins. According to Bakos, all the men said they agreed to roust the man and kill him, making it look as if he were planting a bomb. But they also had a contingency plan. If they couldn't find the man they were looking for, they would find another and kill him. So when they couldn't find the insurgent, they went next door and seized Hashim Ibrahim Awad, 52, father of 11 children. They took him to a roadside hole, bound him, and Bako says he watched as Sergeant Hutchins fired 3 rounds into his head, and Corporal Trent Thomas shot him in the chest 7 to 10 times. At one point, Bako said he told him they should let Awad go, but another of the accused insulted his manhood and said he should stop complaining. He did, and says he later fired a stolen AK-47 rifle into the air to provide background noise as Hutchins radioed into command to say Awad was firing on him. In his statement to the judge, Bako said, "Why didn't I just walk away? Because I wanted to be part of the team." To reporters outside the courtroom, Bakos repeated some of his comments to the judge.
"I deeply regret being a part of something like this. I feel that my honor was gone and I let people down. But testifying truthfully got off my chest. Hopefully that family will forgive us for what we have done."
In their closing argument, government prosecutors were not in a forgiving mood as they showed pictures of Awad's 11 children, but their pretrial agreement stipulated that Bakos would only serve less than 12 months. Bakos' attorney Jeremiah Sullivan had this characterization of the sentence.
"This is not a slap in the wrist. This is what's just. He came in and testified truthfully and honestly. What more could you expect?"
Given Bakos' testimony, some observers expect that more of the defendants in the case will seek a plea bargain. The rest of the accused are scheduled for arraignment or pretrial hearings over the coming weeks. John McChesney, NPR News, Oceanside, California.